It can't be said, living, I can't imagine you dying. The window looked west, later a dust, a skiff, light, March snow, suburbs, with an elevator, the lake, a bank of Indian land. You said, they want a road. Want a road. Into these words, thoughts barely to notice the nurse, pleasant, caring, and human in the seeming cold millennial politic versus this kind of care. You dripping into a bag, bladder pain, pressure, TV up to your right, nonsense to waste what little time our small talk must contain. What can I say without cliché? I swear beneath my breath, angered by a finality undescribed. Ourselves, I think later, today, 2 weeks ahead in life after you died, not that death is exit from time, it is time. Not a veil, but a folding in space without wind, air, when the last instant is a burst as if the beginning of the world itself, now reversed and only of itself as fact in all its puzzlement. How to go on to form resolve and be of this body about to leave? And this is my father. I'm taking this razor back. The one I used to shave you, thinking I'm this close, though once we hugged in a parking lot, later a gravesite, and you winced at my move to intimacy, therefore distance and my fear, as they warned, of all unresolved. In a complex you taught, root hog or die. What can we do but imagine that our life be described in whatever instant of thought becomes image, as the picture of me, the baby in your arms, you sitting on the root cellar door with time ahead, this time that I now inhabit to cancel my days, no image in truth, no subject but time that contains our demise, so that my attempt at the invitation to place a letter in your grave, I found instead a botched copper horse bulged in a desert scape that I tooled in an early grade. You had it, copper to last forever. I tacked it to my wall, your empty grave. Grieving, grieving, the resolve of the unresolved. And only this outside guess at your thought, the conscious measure of each shallow breath, pressures, anxieties, indignities, embarrassments, faults, hope, you said, I'm in my second childhood. I'm nowhere, an unknown somewhere, where my attempts for location, a wordless elocution, a lament in silence to let image, solid and only of the world, enter the eye to take my heart from this, left bereft and fatherless. That now I must, in the face of it, see a bit of a joke in our practical concerns, check my mutual funds. Legacy almost wordless, that day you, on the river in the rain, at the point where I thought, this is miserable, you said, it's all right with me. So I take the rain, my future, without you. You said, thanks for coming. I said goodbye twice without looking. The phone to you rang, you died. And I came into this world again, a strange and conscious birth, without word, without road, without a father. It's hard to read.